I know, that's like my big brother saying he's not quite there. When we all have things that we're working on, baby, we just go on and try to do what the Lord tells us to do and shows us to do. Try to do it willingly and open-heartedly and with love. But today is it can be difficult for most of us, especially with the children at home and trying to find activities. A lot of people are doing home Bible study with just the family. They're doing homeschooling, trying to keep the child up, trying to keep your children up to par as far as the work is concerned in school. But they're doing a lot of creative things that if it hadn't been for this situation, we wouldn't have to do. But it brings out our creativity and our strength. But I want to just encourage you and say that God is with you. He is not afar off. He is with every one of us. He has the whole world in his hands. And then Psalm 91 is a comforting, strengthening song. Sometimes we have to strengthen ourselves. And as Pastor Bill Johnson said today, we have to realize that we are not alone. He that dwells in the shelter of the Most High, when we dwell in his presence, we're under his shelter, will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. He just covers us. He covers us with strength, hope, comfort, and joy. We don't have to be a reflection of what's around us. If you remember when the disciples were in a boat, they were in a storm, they were afraid. Jesus was asleep in the back of the boat. He had peace within him, so therefore he had no storm in him. When they woke him up, he woke up to quiet the storm. You can only give out what you have. He had the peace to give to the environment, to the storm, to the waves. And then he looked at them and said, "Where's your faith?" What they were with Jesus a long time and saw him multiply the food, heal the lepers, and heal, raise the dead, and do so many miracles that he really expected them to have faith. So we don't always measure up in our own minds, but that's not the important part. The important thing is that we constantly seek to do better, seek to please God, not men, but God, God Almighty, and stay under the shadow of his wings, because he will protect you. He will keep you safe. He will hide you in his shadow. It's like a peace that covers you. And no matter what goes on, you can maintain that peace by keeping your mind on him. Practice it, sing it, say it, until it becomes a part of your being, because it works. You can just look like out, looking out of a window and see the storm outside, because you are protected. You are sheltered. You are his child. He loves you, and he's not going to let you down. One thing about him, his promises never fail, and he never lies. So if we can't depend on anyone else, we can depend on him. And then surround yourself with faithful believers. And you can't physically right now, but send your prayers out to strengthen others as you get your strength yourself. I just want to encourage you that you're not alone. You may feel alone, but you're not. He is right there. He said, "I'll never leave you or forsake you." I believe the word of God be above everything, above what's happening in the world today, above what's happening tomorrow. It doesn't matter, because his word is what counts in my heart and gives me peace and comfort and strength. And they say, it says that when you get strength to strengthen others. So I hope that you can just enjoy the peace of God by keeping your mind on him, because it's there for you. It's like an inheritance, and it's like a bank account. It can be in your name, but if you don't draw from it and take the money and use it, it's no good to you. So you have to learn how to bring down the promises of God. Say it, sing it, keep it over and over in your mind. He said to keep the word in your mouth, and believe me, it will be a help and a strength to you, because in these days, we have to learn how to strengthen ourselves. God bless you. This is Florette from Life Lessons.